What's up, everybody? You are watching AfterBuzz TV After Show for Bring It. Yes, we are back. So on tonight's episode, we're talking about Christiana still being quiet in practice, Selena is still kicked out, and the girls have a stands of the stands battle. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Who runs the world, Howard?
Girl!
We do. AfterBuzz.
AfterBuzz.
Howard and Tamara.
Coach D.
Coach D, Queen Bey, Howard and Big T. You guys didn't think I suddenly got cool in between the break, did you? Nope. Still a big dork. Still a huge dweeb.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Yes. I know it was a big, long hiatus, but we are back with the Bring It After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. So, on tonight's episode, we'll talk about Christiana and how she's still quiet in practice. Of course, Selena is still kicked out. You know her. And the dolls have a stands and a stands battle, and we're doubling up and we're doing the other new episode, too.
Ooh,
episode
8. Us.
Yes. We had no idea that there were going to be two new episodes tonight, but we're loving it. So 7 and 8, we got it down. But before we jump into this, I want you guys to see and listen to, you know, another co-host here, Tamara Brown. How you feeling?
Hey, what's going on? Good to see you. Good to be back, Howard.
I know. It's a long time, huh?
Yeah.
I'm happy to be back. Mina's not going to be joining us. I know some of you Bring It friends in the past have seen her, but she won't be joining us here. So, you know, we'll wish her well here. But let's get into it. Well, before we get into it, what are your overall thoughts on both episodes tonight, episode 7 and 8?
I really enjoyed seeing the stands in the stands. I like that a lot, and I will elaborate on why in a little bit. But I think I liked the first episode a little bit more.
Yeah, it was more entertaining to me. Yeah.
Good one to come back to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely brought it. Bring it. So for this one episode, let's get into episode 7, Stands and Deliver. It was really good. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I love a good stands battle. I just feel like I should be seeing more of them, but I love it.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's taken me 5 seasons. Every time Miss D mentions HBCU, historically black colleges and universities, mm-hmm. this was the first time where I really like looked at the majorette teams at the actual schools. I was looking up the videos of the teams at like, for example, Cameron mentioned that she would like to go to Southern University, their majorette team is actually the Dancing Dolls. Mm. And so I was watching some videos of that, and they dance in the stands. And so seeing this episode for where they're dancing in the stands and then watching the videos of the real majorette teams where they're in the stands, it's really impressive.
Yeah.
It's so synchronized and, like, they're looking good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You girls are getting it, mm-hmm. and I'm loving it. But let's get into this first one, Christiana. Her being so quiet in practice, we came back, and of course, these girls are finding out they're doing our stands in a stands battle. And Christiana is going to be ending up leading the girls if they make it on to the final round. So, in the beginning, it's going to be Karen because she's one of the bets. And then Christiana will just take the girls ahead. In this episode, Christiana was just quiet. She wasn't really doing too much starting off. She was kind of slow, and it was like, okay, girl, like, you've done this before. Mm-hmm. You've led the girls before. What's the whole holdup? Are we surprised that she's still kind of quiet and timid?
Yeah, it's so funny how these girls are so, you know, they are so dynamic on the floor when it comes to dancing, but, like, personally, they're all, a lot of them are really shy. And it's also weird how they split up, you know, they split up the season 5 like this, because
yeah,
now, you know, it's August and school is just starting, but that means that we're seeing Cameron and Michaela, you know, that was their senior year. Those girls have graduated. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing them now because, you know, this portion was shot earlier this year, I think like around March, maybe February. Wow. So we're seeing them still in school, but they've graduated at this point.
Exactly. They're already off to college, you know, living their best life.
Yeah, so. Living their best life. You know it.
Go ahead, girls. But Christiana's still there, and she's still gunning for this top spot. She's off of probation now because Coach D needed the heavy hitters. So she's, like, ready to go. But she's
Howard still... had to remind me why they were on probation.
Oh, yes, if you guys forgot out there. They were on probation because it was a group chat going on, and the girls were putting down Princess. So, and that's just not cool, you know, especially if she's in the group chat and you're talking smack about her. But now, because she's like, you're off, let's do it, let's get it done. But we did see towards the end of this episode, Christiana wasn't as quiet. She stepped up. She was like, ladies, I got you. We can do this. And she might be a real contender now for the captain spot.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm pulling for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. But before we get into a little bit more of the show, I have to let you guys know out there that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Yes, by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, which is always great. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're optional. Yep. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Like, we have Growing Up Hip Hop, we have Kardashians, you know, everything you can think of, it's on our channel. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. Yep, we'll shout you guys out. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. And speaking of a lot of talking, Selena, she still kicked out from all that talking she did on those past few episodes when her and Coach D got into it. Are we feeling bad for Selena? She got her daughters kicked out, Star and Sky, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't feel real bad for Star and Sky because I've always said this from the beginning. I don't think they really want to be there anyway. So I don't think that they're having any issue with this probation, but Selena's taking it hard. So, So yeah, I mean, do I feel bad for her? Nah, you made your bed.
Right, because you don't just walk up in there, like, into the Dancing Dolls practice.
This ain't her yelling. First rodeo. She knows by now the rules. She knows the rules. This is so silly.
I'm like, you've been on the team for 7 years. Like, you know what to do, what not to do. But I do appreciate she was sticking up for her girls. It's just maybe the approach could have been a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But once you're in the heat of the moment, you never know what's going to happen. But yeah, so she is still kicked out. We saw in this episode that she was actually sitting across the street in her car because she's not allowed to be on the porch. She's not allowed to really be anywhere near the dance factory. And so we saw that Dana and Tina and Mimi went over there and spoke to Selena and said, listen, we got this. Let us handle it. Let us talk to Coach D. Would you let your friends do that? I mean... Or would you try to just, well, I would say, would you try to go and talk to Coach D yourself? But Selena did. Mm-hmm. Coach D didn't answer.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't she have something better to do? Sometimes she's like, when I was a kid, my mom dropped me off at dance class and then I don't know where she was gone. Mm-hmm. These moms that sit there and peek through the holes and stand out in the cold and... One that's not even invited, and she drives her car and parks across the street. That's crazy to me.
Me too.
I wouldn't do that.
You know, just over there flickering your lights. Girl.
I would drop my daughter off at dance class, and then I'm going to the bar. No, that's bad parenting, but I'm going to the club. Oh, my gosh. For an hour, and then pick up my daughter.
Oh my gosh. Well, Selena, girl, you need to get it together. It looks like she did somewhat get it together. She got a meeting with Coach D and she finally apologized and said, you know, I'm sorry for the way I acted. And Coach D is like, I'm not mad at the girls. I'm just mad at you. And she's still on probation.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've always had a rocky relationship and it's just never really mended. And I don't think it will. So, you know. Who knows what will happen down the road, but it's funny that they're keeping Selena, like, they really want her to be an integral part of the show. And it seems really strained to me. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I feel, well, I just mean, like, it feels so forced. She doesn't seem to be a natural part of it anymore now that her Star and Sky aren't really there that much, and they're, and when they are there, they're sort of in the background. So
I wonder if they're still going to competitions. Like, I know they're banned from practice, but can they still go and just support the team, you know? Like, it's still like, or are they still practicing on their own? Even though you're not allowed to be at practice, you're still somewhat friends with some of the girls on the team.
See, that would show dedication if they were practicing on their own, but I bet they're not, would be my guess.
Yeah, being regular teenage girls. So let's move on. So I'm trying to figure out this stands in the stands battle. The whole name, I'm like, that is a tongue twister. Like, stands in the stands. Like, really?
Oh, I also thought it was cool how Diana explained how sort of the architecture of the stand, and that, like, the girl in the front is the shortest and she's called the ace, and then the girl in the back is the tallest and she's called the tail, and she's the one that really has to have the, like, highest energy at the end. That was fun to hear. I like hearing those dynamics of the stands and what's really what you know, inside baseball information. I like that.
Yeah, and we saw, was it Michaela?
Michaela was the tail,
was the tail, and she was, you know, kind of slacking here and there. Coach D was like, Michaela, we need to give you, you know, you need to give us energy. Give us something. But Michaela's like, I'm doing my own thing. And so she's like, I can't listen to both. I can't do my own thing and you, Coach D. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. Especially when you're just, you're in this, when you hear a marching band live, like if you're at a parade or something like that, I don't know about you, but man, my heart just starts pounding. So, like, if you're doing these dances and there's an actual marching band there, I would imagine that I would, I mean, there, I would just imagine there's such a big difference practicing with a recording and then practicing with an actual band. I would lose my mind.
And that sucks because, well, they weren't really actually able to practice with their band. I guess there was a storm over there, so the band had to stay in Memphis. And then the girls just kind of had to use a track or kind of just guesstimate, like, what was going on, which really sucks. Really sucks a lot. So when they got to the competition and they're ready to face everybody, you know, get their stands in the stands, because I think this is the one where they went against the Tigerettes. Is it this one?
Yeah. This is the, well, because it was Prancing Tigerettes. And that's Quincy's team.
Oh, right.
The Calvarettes with Vera. We don't really see them that often.
Right.
And then the Divas of Olive Branch with Neva.
Neva the Diva.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Neva and Coach D on that whole little meetup. I know. I know how you feel about the meetups. So they're kind of forced. Coach D was in the hallway on her phone. And here comes Neva. And the my favorite line that Coach D said, she looks like she's had enough makeup for 52 funerals. I said, oh, baby, that was shade.
That was good.
I loved it. That was a good one.
But it, considering how mean the two of them have been to each other in the past, it was pretty mild confrontation. It was, it's, it even just seemed like all in good fun, just like when she meets Tyrus in the hallway or somebody else that you know that she's actually friends with. I don't think Neva and Diana are friends, but this one, compared to, like, the harsh words they've had in the past, I feel like this one was, it was pretty mild.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But baby, that shade, Coach D was throwing that shade. I loved it. I was living for it. So, Divas of Olive Branch was the first one to get there, get on stage and do their stands and stands battle. They battled the Tigerettes, which I thought, I wasn't going to see that whole connection, because usually the show always shows, like, the Tigerettes versus the Dolls. So for them to, like, go head to head, I was like, okay, all right. Okay. But with Neva, she had no band. Stands in the stands, you need a marching band. And she had a live rock band.
Yeah, maybe it had to do with the weather again? I don't know. Like they said, this was filmed when it was still winter, so
right.
Who knows the reason? But she said that the teams were responsible for providing their own band.
Oh.
Neva didn't step up.
I know. She sure didn't. But her routine was great. They had this whole outfit change. They were just so on point. And I was like, wow. It was to the point even Coach D was like, Neva, I don't like you. But that routine was everything.
It was really cute.
It was. To me, and then the Prancing Tigerettes, I was like, okay. You know, you guys were good, but Neva took it to me.
Mm-hmm.
She was taking home the cake. But you know how I felt about the judges. The judges said, oh, no.
We'll give all the to same the judges.
All the same still. And they gave it to the Tigerettes, which I was like, come on. You know, Neva actually, she did that. So, whatever. Tigerettes move on. And then it's finally time for our girls, the Dancing Dolls versus the Calberettes. And both teams were really great. But the only thing with the Dolls, since they didn't get a chance to practice with the band live, they were off key in some parts, which really sucks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be hard. It would be hard playing with... I mean, I think it's hard dancing to a live band or a live singer. I've had to do that before. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
A track. Okay, so reversing what I said earlier, a track is actually easier because, you know, there's no rhythm changes or anything like that. But a live band is like a marching band.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just makes your energy go 200%. It's through the roof. So weigh them. Each has their recording versus a live band. They have their ups and downs, each one.
Right. Yeah, I love a good live band. A good live marching band. Give me just life. But so we saw that the girls and the Calberettes, they did their thing. Of course, the tail was great. Mackenzie, she was over there kicking butt. The Dolls just brought it to me like they always do. And I just love how it's not that many girls. Like, you know how Coach T always gives us, you know, the whole army of girls. I've always said when it's just a few girls, it just looks so much smoother to
me. Yeah, that's right. You have said that. You like the smaller groups.
I love the smaller group. It makes a bigger impact to me than the big group because we can tell when somebody is off key or off beat.
Sure.
With the smaller girls, it's not to say you can't tell. It's just they move differently.
Yeah. And these are all the veterans, too.
Yeah. The vets let you know tonight. And I was loving it. And apparently the judges were loving it too because the Dolls ended up taking... Oh, wait. Before we even get there, I want to talk about how they took... So they took that battle there. And then it was time for the actual stance battle with Christiana.
On the floor.
Yeah, leading it. And it was great. The Prancing Tigerettes actually brought it too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Always like seeing them. Mm-hmm. There was a thing about the lines. Oh, almost crossing over the line and being disqualified, but I guess it wasn't an issue. Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm. Christiana was handling those girls, you know, her team. She pushed. I thought it was so weird because they were like, Christiana's pushing the girls back, but I was like, is she moving back in the movement? How are they moving backwards? Which was kind of like weird to me.
I guess that's part of the captain's job. You know what else is something weird about this episode? Is what? That so it started out with Faith at Faith's dad's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And saying how, well, because she makes this decision, she doesn't want to move to Atlanta. But then, like, we don't see Faith the whole rest of the episode. I mean, she's there, but, like, she's not really part of the story at all. So it was strange, like, intense life decision about Faith. And bye, Faith. We don't see
that. Yeah.
I was telling Howard while we watch it. Faith's interviews crack me up because she's so trying to make a point when she's talking to the camera. I don't understand why this... Like, she's... Oh, I love you, Faith. You know I do. She's so adorable. But, like, those, like... You know, the person behind the camera is telling her, like, you know, put more emotion into it. Well, I don't see why. Poor Faye. I've probably given her more hell than any other girl on this team. Like, through the years, ever since she joined the team.
Mm-hmm. Poor Faye. I mean, it's the truth, though. It is the truth. We only saw her for just a snap, crackle, and pop. But, so, the stands battle is over, and Christiana ended up just kicking butt to the point where they actually won. Yep. Which was great. I was like, wow, okay.
They brought it.
They sure did. But, you know, the Prancing Tigerettes, the captain had so much to say. He was just like, they won this time. They're not going to win again. Don't let, you know, the dance fool you.
What do you think about a coach telling his team, like, you know, you got robbed, you deserve better than that, the judges are crazy, like, do you think that's, like, okay or bad sportsmanship?
I think it's bad sportsmanship. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, I don't think they got robbed. I don't think, you know, I just really think the dolls really just brought it this time. The girls were great, Tigerettes were great, but, you know, I don't know if they got robbed.
I feel like that's okay if it's every once in a while, if it's like really rare that you'll say that to your team, because then maybe that you do honestly feel like they got robbed. But I kind of feel like Quincy probably, I think he does that a lot, where if the team loses, he's like, you deserve to win. You know, the judges don't know what they're talking about. The judges are blind. They're not paying attention. You know, like, if you're telling your girls that, I think you're teaching them that, like, no matter what they do, you know, they should win no matter what, and that teaches them to, like, not take any sort of constructive criticism seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Those girls. It was a good episode overall, though.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot. So let's move on here to the next episode. Episode 8, Dance for Your Rights, where Jaylene gets all the parts. Well, I mean, that's the main topic of this episode. She took all the parts. So we open up with the ladies sitting at practice, and Coach D says for the creative dance, she wants to do a social awareness and women's issue and all this other stuff she names off, and not just one main thing. It was kind of like, okay, here's a point, but then just branches like a tree, just roots everywhere. It's like, really, Coach D, how are the girls going to do all this?
Yeah, it was weird that they did, like, the presidential debates, because that's pretty outdated at this point, even for when this was shot, which was early 2018. That's still, like, 2 years old. Mm-hmm. I felt that was an odd choice to make. I mean, not saying that, you know, emphasize, you know, women's right to vote and, you know, the Me Too. I mean, Me Too was going on in early 2018. I don't know why they didn't, or why she wouldn't have focused more on maybe hashtag Me Too or other aspects. But to do the Hillary versus Trump seemed sort of a non-topical creative decision, I think.
Right.
That's my opinion.
To me, it was just too much all over the place. She was trying to do so many things to bring awareness, which is great. But as far as in dance, we need just a black and white story here. Just lay it out there. Let me know what you're going on, what you're doing, how is it going? Mm-hmm. But apparently, it was just even too much for the girls. So Coach D said, okay, we're going to do this social awareness issue. I'm going to put Tory as
Trump?
Donald Trump. Yeah. And then Jaylene will play Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
But then Jaylene's also going to talk about other women's issues. And then, you know, back to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, again, like, she could have, if she wanted to have Tory played Trump, then she could have had Jaylene play, like, I don't know, Stormy Daniels, although that's maybe not a topic for teenage girls, but or like, you could have her play Kellyanne Conway or somebody else that's a little bit more currently relevant than Hillary has just been been out, you know, just out of the news for 2 years. So,
yeah,
I don't get it.
And, you know, I was like, okay. All right. So, but then my whole thing is, why give Jaylene all the arts? Mm-hmm. Like, you could have used another girl. She really could have.
But how many times, you know, Dana was so upset about it, but how many times has Faith had, she's had a million solos? Like,
she has.
Every single mother that was complaining that, you know, this is unfair. It's like, your daughters have had a million solos. Faith had a solo the first year she, you know, soon as she, there was an episode where, I think it was the one where Faith was like the ballerina in the box, and that was like right after she joined the team. So actually, right. This is pretty common. Like, it's pretty normal for Miss D to put the new girl having a solo. That happened. It's happened several times.
Right.
So.
I forgot about that.
So I don't know what those mother's problems were.
They said Jaylene is just taking all the parts and we're just not here for it.
Also, she's the only one that can dance. Like, she and Mr. She's the girl that comes closest to Mr. Tory's training. I mean, true. Mr. Tory is a pro dancer. He's amazing. He's ballet, jazz, lyrical, everything, you know, and so does Jaylene. So she's probably, if Miss D made the creative decision to include Mr. Tory, like, she's the only one that's capable or has the training of all of those other types of dance.
That's very true. And that's what Coach D said. She said she wanted to do so many different types of dance, which was a lot too, in this whole creative dance. And Jaylene was the only one who could do the jazz, hip hop, lyrical, and, you know, ballet. And it was like, okay, all mm-hmm. right, now I can kind of see it. But we still had Cameron and Faith and, well, you know, go ahead. But so we saw in practice how Jaylene just could not keep up. I mean, it was tiring. This routine was almost 30 minutes. It was 28 minutes for sure.
I couldn't believe that.
Right?
Ooh, 28 minute dance routine.
That's way too long.
Yeah, it's like a play.
But Coach D just thought, like, I want to do it all. She just tried.
That's an episode of Sex and the City.
It was just,
or something more real. Speaking of, I'm like complaining that somebody's not being topical, and I reference a show that's almost 20 years old. Or is 20 years old.
It's kind of like almost half a season of Jersey Shore or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's long. So the girls are tired, and Coach D's yelling, Jaylene, you got to keep going. You got to keep your stamina up. And it's like, girl, Coach, I love you, Coach D, but this is too much. So I was kind of hurting for Jaylene.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I was rooting for her. She's just trying to do a good job.
She is, but, you know, she's young. Let's just say she can keep it going, keep mm-hmm. it moving.
And I think majorette dancing is a lot more cardio intense than, definitely more than lyrical or ballet or, you know, like other types of dance. Majorette is way more cardio intense. So mm-hmm. that is, you know, she said the first half of season 5 when she joined that this is a new type of dance for her. So it's like, it's that stamina cardio thing that she has to get used to. Mm-hmm. The other girls have been doing it for years and years, you know.
That's true.
Since they were baby dolls.
Baby dolls. So we also saw with the moms, they were getting heated too that Jaylene took all the spot. They started gaining up on Jaylene's mom,
Mariella.
Mariella, yeah. And they were just like, you know, why is your daughter taking on the spots? And Mariella's just like, it's not like I put her there. You know what I mean? Like, if you guys want your children to be captain, or if you guys want, you know, your children to have the solos, like, you guys have to, like, tell your daughters that. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's not
going to
be captain, though. That's not happening.
You don't think so? Mm-mm.
No. No, she doesn't have enough experience. She's a great dancer, but no, there's no way. I would put money on it, Howard. Want to make a bet?
No.
Who do you think's going to? Here comes Tamara's gambling problem coming out of the Bring It panel. Who do you think's going to be captain?
I think it's still going to be Christiana.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see it for her. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard because I see her. Gosh, my top two was her and Princess. Mm-hmm. Even though Princess is new too, she still has experience. Those are like my top two.
Yeah.
But
I would say like Canary, we don't see enough of her for her mm-hmm. to suddenly become a main character.
And, right.
Yeah. Definitely Christiana. Or is Micaiah graduating? It's probably Christiana.
I think she is. But yeah, even Christiana and Princess's mom, they were kind of like, our babies need to be captain. And so they tried to dig and see if Jaylene is the one who was supposed to be the surprise captain. Mm-hmm. Because Coach D said a while back, I have another person in the running, but I'm not telling you who. So the DDPs call Tori over and say, oh, let me, Christiana's suit is a little too small. Can I just get your the sizing charts, please?
They thought they were going to play him.
I know. They tried it at first because he was going along with it. He's like, yeah, sure. Let's go to the office. Then they slipped it in there. Is Jaylene going to be one of the captains? I can't believe it.
He's like, get out of here. Exactly. Leave me alone. They should have known better.
They tried. I give him an A for effort, though. But yeah, he was like, I'm not giving you any information at all.
Girl, bye. But what was it in the episode that? Oh yeah, yeah. It was this episode. I love when Mr. Tori like. Oh, I love women. Not like that. Not like that. But.
And then he was like, sometimes or something like that. Yeah. I was like, he's so crazy. So crazy. But he did spill a little tea when he was walking. The next day, he was walking by the moms while they were on the porch, the DDPs, and he was like, did they tell you how they came and tried to get the information out of me and Jaylene's up next? I was like, wow. Just throw it all out there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just airs out all the dirty laundry. But so we finally move on to competition day. Here they are in Mississippi, you know, staying home. And it seemed like a good competition. They have some, the Champagne Girls, DY4L, which is the new team we're seeing. Team Ebony, Ebony? Jackson. Yeah, is the coach of that team from Atlanta, hip-hop team. And Royal Sensation, they're all going against the Dolls.
Yeah.
How do we feel about being introduced to Ebony?
I think it's nice to bring a new team into this. And then also, too, I think it hints that, yeah, I think that we're going to see more dances. I think I said this last season, too, that I thought the team was going to move a little bit away from majorette and do some more, like, hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And Miss D said that the Georgia studio, and I don't know about the Birmingham studio, but she said the Georgia studio is more of a hip-hop studio than mm-hmm. majorette. So, maybe we'll see, like, clips from the other teams.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, because on Instagram, Miss D's been promoting Dolls that are with Birmingham and with the Georgia team. So, she's been like, highlighting Dolls from different studios.
I'm here for it. And I wonder if we'll see that more ages, because the ones, I believe, in Birmingham, well, their age gap is bigger. It's from like 18 to 35.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I could be on the team.
We just got to make the move, Tamara.
I'm moving to Birmingham.
So I'm like, I wonder if she's going to highlight that team.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, me too. Get out there and bring it. But I liked Ebony on this episode. I thought it was so cute how Ebony and Coach D met up at the little window and they had their little talk, and I liked it.
Ebony
like
seems sweet.
She does.
Yeah, and at the end she goes, well, good luck. And I don't think she was saying, at least to me it didn't seem sarcastic, like, right. Good luck. It seemed like genuine. Good luck.
I know. But, you know, she's probably a little sarcastic in there. But everybody was getting down. So first up, we saw the Champagne Girls. They had their theme about just violence. And they were also talking about how it's just difficult with guns. And
oh, yeah. The violence specifically in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Gangs.
Yeah, it was a tough one. And then we saw with Royal Sensation, they were actually the first group to go. They had theirs about males not being able to dance majorette.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's true in the dance world. It's funny, it was almost like the opposite of Miss D's, because Miss D's was about women's empowerment, mm-hmm. and theirs was almost like men's empowerment within the dance world.
Right. I mean, and it's a true topic. You don't really see too many males out there in majorette and, you know, not even in college. You just don't see it as much on the main line. Like
there's
the front
this,
line.
There's this British dance show called Baby Ballroom. It's about ballroom dancers. It's an English show. And in ballroom dancing, there's not enough boys for... And there's way more boys in ballroom dancing than any other type of dance, I think. But even still, there's not enough boys. So they have in their competitions all girl teams, which is just a couple of girls dancing in a lot of them. Yeah.
Hmm. I like that. And I also know with another show, there was a show called The Prancing Elites, I believe, and it was on Oxygen, and that focused like on all boys as a majorette dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a pretty good show, but you just don't see it so much in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So I like their message. And then next up was D4YL, Dance for Your Life, with Ebony's team, and they came out swinging. That little boy is so talented. His facial expressions, he was like on his, you know, toes. He was just doing everything.
So much energy. I noticed him when they were showing clips of their practices.
Yeah.
He's easy to watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the theme was their mental illness theme was kind of confusing. Was somebody dressed as a clown? Like what? I didn't understand. Yeah, the concept was kind of confusing.
It was a little confusing. And then there was an outfit change in there, and I'm like, I'm still a little lost.
Yeah,
but you know, okay.
I like the idea of the theme. Like, yes, it's important to bring mental illness to the forefront. That's something important. And
But they were getting it, though. I said, ooh, okay, hip-hop. I'm here for it. So, and then next up was our girls, the Dolls. They had their all-over-the-place theme, which kind of looked like it fell in line. But then I was still a little lost because I don't know if it was editing or cut and paste, but okay.
Yeah, it's hard with the creative when there's, like, different parts because... As I've said so many times, when they're editing this show, they make so many cuts, so you're not actually seeing the whole, even just a section of the dance, so it does make it confusing.
Yeah, pretty confusing, but, you know, I guess I got it a little bit. Votes. We saw there that Jaylene was still, you know, out of breath, and she almost passed out. She was so hot.
But the other thing about, again, not to like why Hillary and Trump for a part of the theme, but it's like Hillary lost. So it's like you're trying to say like women can do anything except be president. That gets a little too real, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, hey, it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute from the parts that we saw, but still a little lost, but okay. But in all, D4YL, it gets me so, because I want to say DD4L, you know what I mean?
Yeah, DD4YL.
Dance for Your Life came in second place, which I was kind of like, ooh, you know, I love my Dolls, but got to get props for props to do. Mm-hmm. Dance for Your Life was dancing for their life. So.
And for a new team to do well like that, that's good for them.
Go ahead. Yep. And then, of course, our Dolls came in first place. You know, they knocked it out the park.
Yep.
Good episode, though. Good episode.
Yep.
So let's go on to a little bit of news and gossip we have here for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
It's been so long since I've heard that.
I know. So, Tara, you're telling me a little bit about Quincy?
Yeah, Quincy, earlier this year. So I guess it was like around when these episodes were filming. His local... news station in Memphis, they do this, I guess, every Wednesday. They surprise a person with $300, but the person they surprise doesn't get to keep that money. They have to pass it on. It's called, like, pass it on or something like that.
Wow.
So they approach a person. They're like, here's $300, but you have to give that to somebody else. So the person who won the $300 was the mother of one of the students on the Tigerettes. And so... they were just like, Quincy does so much for the girls. He's so selfless. He, you know, he's there for them on stage and off. So he deserves this $300. And they presented it to him on the news, and he cried.
Aww.
Like that. It was very sweet.
Aww.
So it just shows that, you know, behind, like, the competition and, you know, the face-off and the battles and everything like that. But, like, these coaches do so much for these kids.
They do.
It's really heartwarming.
Mm-hmm. I love to hear a story like that. And then the only news and gossip I have is the Bring It Live tour just wrapped up. They were on tour for a good, like, 2 months. So, the girls are done. They're all
and Kayla was on
ways. It. Yeah. Oh, yes. And Kayla was on it. So, that's a great thing to see. You know, she's still out there, you know, getting it, dancing. And now the girls are going back to school. And, you know, they did that. And another thing behind the scenes, production, because Coach D was going off one day on Twitter. She said that production is the one that picks the cities for them to go to, because the tour was mainly based on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
East Coast and the South. So I'm like, okay, you know, are y'all coming back to the West Coast? Because we enjoyed you guys. But she said production is the one who picks it.
Where the tour goes.
Where the tour goes. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So, because since that style is, that's where it's most popular, is around that area. So I guess it's, but man, when we went, that we crowd was, yeah, that crowd was huge. They did great here.
They did great. Maybe need a little smaller, you know, place, because they have the Microsoft Theater here, which is kind of a big place. Mm-hmm. So, but they did great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So that's our news and gossip here. Let's get into some predictions real quick.
Ooh. And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Predictions. I love it.
Predictions.
Just love how the lights flicker and makes me feel great. You want to go? You want me to go?
You go first.
Okay. So, my prediction for next week's episode, we're going to see, hopefully, Christiana stepping out the box a little bit more. She's just going to flourish. And then I'm going to also see how the twins are going to be allowed to come back, but Selena will still be off of the porch. Mm. She's not coming back for a while because it's, you know, Selena who put him in the hot seat. So the twins can come back and practice. But Selena, you're not welcome back on the porch until further notice.
Well, the thing of it is why is Selena taking the fall when the girls know the rules too?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, again, I feel like it just shows that their lack of concern for the rules, and they don't, you know, they could give or take staying on the team. That's my opinion. Mm. Prediction. I predict that Jaylene will not be captain.
Ooh.
I predict that... I wanted to see, I know last season I said that there was going to be some of these girls that we don't see very much moving into the forefront, and that didn't happen that much, but now that, I mean, they've got it, since Cameron and Michaela have graduated,
right. They've
really got to bring some of these other, if they're going to have a season 6, they've got to bring up these others. So we got to see more Princess, we've got to see more Canary, we've got to see more, Deja, we got to see all of the ones that we don't see as much.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I love it. Love, love, love it. And I love you guys out there, of course. We want to thank you guys for watching us. We are back. Hip, hip, hooray. So that means please leave those comments down below on our YouTube. And of course, on our iTunes, we see you guys out there. Leave comments and rate us 5 stars. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And you can see me on Sundays doing the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show right here on AfterBuzz TV and my website, HowardTheThird.com. Mm-hmm. Tamara, where can we follow you?
Hey, that's a good idea. I'm Tamara, and you can find me, go to my website, tamarabrown.com. And my other after show with After Buzz, it's actually very different than Dance. Bring It. It has nothing to do with dance. It's a political show called The Trump Report. We're left-leaning, obviously, tune in if you want to get a little update about politics from week to week. We're here on Mondays at 4 o'clock, so you can check that out.
Yes, definitely will too.
The Trump Report on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. Well, guys, we will see you all next Thursday. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.